Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. If you want to follow us, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. And of course, you can always call in, be part of the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. Want to know, I'm sure there's plenty of it in the room here, how did you kind of burn an ex or just somebody that tried to creep back into your life and you kind of trolled them a bit? I found some of these text messages. I saw this Daily Mail article about savage replies that people gave to their ex. For example, hey, that person says, hey, what's up? My standards, bye. Dang, that's a hurt. Hey, hi, I'm sorry I was in the shower. What's up? For a week? Yeah, I'm pretty clean. Like, they didn't respond to them for an entire week.
Clean. Oh, okay, okay. Got it. The joke is that it took so long.
Because I feel like, Alex, I feel like you are probably really savage when you want to be with your text messages to somebody.
Yeah, I feel like one time somebody texted me and I waited a couple months or something, said, sorry, I was taking a nap, and it was kind of the same thing. It was like, you were taking a nap for 3 months. I was like, yep.
Yeah, I had that Cinderella syndrome. Sorry about that.
Like, I've also done the classic, sorry, who is this? You know, I've said like, who is this when they've texted me.
But you still have the number saved?
Of course.
Oh, okay, what about this one? Somebody texted, when am I going to see you? I love this one. They posted back, when I post a picture on Instagram.
Ooh, that's good.
Hi, big head. Long time no talk, the person responds. Let's keep it that way. I am the absolute worst. Like, I would be the person that falls down this rabbit hole of, like, begging your ex back. I remember I dated this girl, Katie, kind of before I met my wife. And I just remember seeing, I think, a photo with her and another guy.
Yeah.
So I was texting her at, like, 11:30 at night. And I was single, by the way. This is before I met Lindsay or anything. And it was just so bad. Like, the next day, I'm like, this is the most awkward thing I've ever sent anybody in my life.
What'd you say?
I just was telling her how much I cared about her, how much I loved her.
Like, did you acknowledge that you had seen the photo or no?
Yeah.
You said, so what'd you say about him?
It's funny because he kind of looked like me. He had a beard and everything.
Did you say that?
Yeah, well, I was drunk, Alex. I don't remember exactly everything I texted. This is back when I had a BlackBerry, like way back in the day.
So you said something like, you know, and that guy looks like me, wouldn't you rather be the real thing? Something like that?
Pretty much. And she's like, no, I'm pretty happy. He treats me good. I'm like, oh, crap.
Ooh, yikes.
Some other things here. These are just savage replies via text message. You don't love me anymore. The person responds, that's not true. I never loved you.
Oh, my gosh.
God, these are, oh,
that's
my God.
That's brutal.
I like this right here. Like, if you ever did a photo, Alex, there's this girl did this one. Somebody said, baby, I miss you. She replies back like a really sexy, provocative photo in like kind of bra and underwear. He says, "Ah, I knew you missed me too." She said, "Nope, just showing you what you're missing out on. Joey's coming over tonight."
Yes, right there. Power move, ladies.
I love it. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.